Santa Claus, Santa Claus, chopping off cocks. His mother's insane, she cut off his rocks. Growing and showing is one way to go. As the body count starts to grow, yeah, cut off those jingle balls, give them a hat. Kill all the girls, throw the dicks in a sack. Otis and SJ are having some fun in the asylum. Christmas hell time, it's a swell time to slash 12 flicks away. Four to go on this vacation. If you got a dick, you better put it away. Get it up, pack it off, stash it away. Killing around the clock. Boobies and blood and garden shears. Santa wants your cock.
Day 8, NLD's Christmas Slaycation. We are slaying on. We are almost to the end of what has turned out to be something that has been a big bite. Maybe not more than we can chew, mind you. I'm Otis B. Dreads. We have SJ here. We are talking the 2015 horror holiday favorite. It's a slasher film. All through the house. SJ, just real quick, we're not going to give out skulls, but real quick, what would you think in general of this movie when you watched it?
I enjoyed this movie a lot. It was a good watch, man. Lots of great gore, good kills. I mean, we have a kill count of 12 in this movie, so it overserves. It gives an extra helping of kills.
It really does. Yes. And let's just kind of dive into it real quick. Again, you know, reviewing these 12 movies for your holiday horror pleasure.
Yep.
Let's get into a little, you know, overview of the plot, my friend. What kind of story are we talking about here? Because it does take a lot of twists and turns, none of which we're going to spoil this, you know, for you, even though it's been out for a little while.
Right. And we've spoiled movies for you before, but we're not going to do it with this one because this one really does. It's almost like the Sixth Sense. Sixth sense, in a sense that the second viewing will be a lot, you know, give you a payoff as well.
But more enlightening, yes.
Right. But this flick is basically about a Christmas-obsessed, ranged mother whose daughter went missing. We're not explained exactly how she went missing, but she's kind of presumed dead in this flick. She kept her in the house. Her whole life, she was not allowed to go outside and play with the other girls in the neighborhood. And she's also obsessed with Christmas. Another one of these deranged people that's just obsessed with Christmas. The house is constantly...
Yeah, for that have checked out, you know, our ride through this slaycation, we did Christmas Evil, and that main character, Harry, again, obsessed with Santa Claus, but also Christmas, yeah.
Right, and it's the plot is a little too in-depth to really run through here, but let's just say that this is a divorced woman who has some issues with Christmas.
A whole lot of issues.
Yeah, and not all revolving around her missing daughter, but that has a lot to do with the plot. We also have three main characters. I guess our survivor girl in this chick flick. Oh my God.
No, not one of those.
Our main girl is Rachel and her two friends, Sheila and Manny are our three main characters here. And I still don't know what to say about this movie, man.
It's it's one of those. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. You know, as you mentioned, you have these three main characters, which find out later on, not too far into the movie, that these were neighborhood girls. And, you know, the main character, what was her name again?
Rachel.
Rachel, was you kind of see a flashback at one point in the movie to let you know that there's a connection between these three girls. They're just not, you know, just nobodies. Rachel, you know, the main character, she, you know, at a younger age would bring Christmas gifts to Jamie, who is the young girl from the, you know, the deranged mom who doesn't, you know, isn't allowed to go outside. Her mom is one of these, like, crazy, as you mentioned, crazy overprotective type, you know, moms, just obsessed with, you know, Christmas. And that's really your first, you know, glimpse into, you know, what is really going on. But as you mentioned, nobody, it's not really put out there why Jamie went missing. What happened to Jamie? Because she was never allowed outside. This plot goes on and on. It gets deeper and deeper. We're not going to go into that. But we know what horror movie fans love, and that is gore and kills. So let's talk about some of the gore, gory parts, the kills. There were 12 in this movie. I think you mentioned this, but there were 12 in this movie. Not all, you know, I mean, it don't sound like a lot, but all of them, I should say, not all, but all of them were pretty well fucking done. I mean, pretty good practical effects. Let's run down some of the kills that we have going on here, and then we'll hand out skulls because I'll try to put my opinion on reserve right now.
Okay. So yeah, 12 kills in this flick, and in this movie, Santa is the killer, a deranged Santa Claus with a mask on. That kind of reminded you of
Jeepers Creepers. Yeah, because they do some close shots where he's all looking all crazy-eyed, all wide-eyed, you know, with his mask on. And it looked like Jeepers Creepers.
Right. Kind of does. And the weapon of choice is, oddly enough, a pair of garden shears.
A big, which long is awesome, because when he obtains this, you know, when this deranged Santa obtains this, it's like one of the only things around. He was just taking what was there.
Yeah, very resourceful killer in this deranged Santa. But the first kill is a shower kill, and we get some boobs, I think, in this scene, too. So we get garden shears through the boob and through the eyes. Same victim, same kill, great gore. A+.
But, you know, I mean, sadness for the boob.
Yeah. It's very disrespectful to boobs to include the boob in the kill. That doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't.
But you know, I guess somebody had to do it. Kill number two is the first castration of Christmas on this slaycation. So we have the boyfriend of the girl who is the first kill in the shower fluffing himself in preparation for a good night, and he's really talking to himself, like he's really trying
NLD's
to work that thing
NLD's Christmas up. Castration.
That's next year. But this guy is really trying to work himself up, man. He's got some kind of problem. He's got whiskey dick or something, because he's really trying to get it going. And in the process of fluffing himself, good old Santa Claus comes up from behind, and as the boyfriend turns around and opens his eyes and sees this deranged Santa Claus, you think Jeepers he's going to, yeah, the Jeepers Creepers Claus. You think he's going to cut this guy's head off with the garden shears because he's kind of got him aimed at his neck. But then he takes it, slowly turns the weapon downwards and chops the guy's fucking cock off. And we have
slow motion.
A slow motion.
Hit the floor.
We have a slow motion. Cock hitting the floor, disembodied cock hitting the floor scene. Not the only time that happens in this movie, but that's kill number two. Dick removal. I like to call that kill dick removal number one.
Yeah, dick removal one.
And then, let's see, kill three. We get a very Jason Voorhees-esque kill.
Yes.
With a neighbor character who's, I think, trying to find her cat out in the yard. This really has nothing to do with the plot. It's just a throwaway kill, but it's a great one. This old lady with curlers in her hair gets a machete to the neck, about halfway through her neck, very Jason style. And then I think it's the garden shears that go yes. through the top of her head and right out the bottom of her jaw. Great kill. She gets slashed twice. Lots of gore, blood just pouring out of her mouth and her head and everything.
All over the walls, I think it was, the outside of the house. It was a really good kill.
Not only is this a slasher flick, it's also a splatter flick. I mean, every time somebody gets killed, blood comes out of their mouth, even if it has nothing to do with, you know, right. being stabbed in the stomach. You get shot in the ass in this movie, and you bleed from the mouth for some reason.
Bleed from the mouth.
That's kill
mouth
three.
Bleeder.
You fucking mouth bleeders out there can relate to that. Whatever that means. And then
kill number four or five? Four. Where are we at?
Four. We're at four here.
Four.
So okay. For kill four, we get kind of the reverse of kill three.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's the garden shears through the bottom of the jaw, up through the top of the skull. And, great. Yeah, you want to set that one up? Or because this was another sex scene. In slasher flicks, where
it was,
you know, there's this couple that's getting ready to do the deed, and
you think these millennials will learn that shit?
The kids will never learn that sex is evil and it will get you murdered. They'll never learn.
It will get you murdered.
If they do learn, we'll never have any more slasher movies. So I hope they don't.
That's true. So hopefully they stay as ignorant as they've always been.
Right. So we have kill four and five here happening in the same, pretty much in the same scene. It's a sex scene. There's this little hot couple, little hot girl and guy, all Christmased out.
Yeah.
The chick's wearing this little sexy Santa Claus kind of skirt thing. And she wants to tie her boyfriend up to the bed. He's not quite into it, but he still wants to get some. So he goes along. So you see where this is going. She yep. ties him up as she's, you know, going and getting ready in another room. She gets
that'd be the, five and six. This is kill five and six, right?
No, this is still four and five. I was just kind of setting up what happened with the, you know, with these two kills. But she gets.
I'm not good at math. Sorry.
I know. Neither am I. But I'll take over for this one. She gets the garden shears. You know, up through the jaw and through the top of her head.
Yes.
And he gets his dick cut off. So, yeah.
There we go. Dick kill number two.
Dick kill number two. Christmas castration part two.
A damn shame that we actually have a dick kill in this.
Right.
Not just a kill count. We have a dick kill count.
Two dead dicks. All right. And the next two, it's another kind of sex combo. Scene. Yeah, it's another sex scene. It's an equal opportunity kind of movie because now we have a lesbian double kill. Some dangerous special effects to me. You have
yes.
one of the chicks is on the bed, you know, waiting for her partner to get done showering. So while she's laying on the bed.
Wash that nasty pussy.
Wash that pussy. Get it clean. Jesus, that's so creepy.
Yeah, it is.
So the one on the bed gets killed by a knife, it looks like to me, because I don't think the garden shears came into play in that kill. It looked more like a butcher knife or something coming up through the bottom of the mattress.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So she gets slashed and pulled under the bed and just cut all the fuck. And when her lover gets out of the shower and opens the door to the bathroom and sees you know, her body there slashed on the floor. She, of course, slams the door back, puts her back up against the door in another great boob shot. And what do you think happens there? If you put your back up against the door in a slasher flick, what's the next logical thing?
And you see him. It's almost like he knows. It's like, how is this girl that dumb? Because you notice he, you know, touches the door as if to, like, you know, okay, I think she's right around this area. And bam!
Right. Right through the torso with the garden shears, which was a good enough kill. But then he pulls the shears back out. She slumps down and bam! Again with the shears. Right through the back of her skull, out of her fucking mouth.
Out of her fucking mouth.
And blood comes squirting out. Great fucking kill right there. Because that's a double. It's almost two kills for one in a kill that's already two kills. So almost.
And if you really like it, I'm sorry to cut you off. If you really like, you know, these practical effects, as far as, you know, the gore and the kills, you're going to love this flick.
Oh, God.
Continue.
Yeah. So next up, we have probably the funniest kill in the whole movie. We have Rachel, the main character's grandma, being wrapped up in Christmas lights. And she's wheelchair bound, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to mention, she is in a wheelchair. So they can get the whole perspective of that.
Yeah, she doesn't just need it occasionally. She's stuck in the wheelchair. She gets wrapped up, and now she's really stuck in the fucking wheelchair. And our killer wheels her out of the front door. And I don't know if there's a cliff in the front yard or some kind of just high ledge, but
I was a little confused about that too. I was like, my goodness, now he just pushes her kind of out the door, and she just goes, you know, flying down, whatever. And then you see her again.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, but I consider that a kill, right? I mean, that's a splatter kill, I guess. She splattered on the ground. It was a good one. Now, the next kill is probably the goriest one and the most uncomfortable to watch. I'm talking about the fingers being sheared off.
Oh, my goodness. We were kind of going over this movie. And watching it in remote locations pretty much at the same time. And that was one of the things that I shot you a message about. I was like, oh, my fucking God. You know, the finger snipped.
God, yeah.
That I was like, oh, yeah. Because it's almost like you could imagine that. That was probable to take and, you know, these big garden shears and snip off, you know, like three or four of your fucking fingers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then the gore just immediately comes shooting out.
It was all over.
A great effect. It looks so realistic, too. That's what you could feel that kill. It makes you fucking, ugh.
Makes your butthole clench up.
If that doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
It's on. All right. What kill are we at now, sir?
And we're almost at the end here. We only have three more.
All right. Let's the last three kills of the movie. Let's talk about them.
Okay. So kill 10. I'm calling this one partial decapitation. This is what you've kind of been expecting the killer to do the whole time. Take those shears and just cut through somebody's neck.
Snip off someone's fucking neck.
And again, probable, realistic, because if you were to take a pair of garden shears and try to cut somebody's head off, you probably wouldn't get too far. Like the average person's strength, you'd probably get just as far as they show in this movie. So I kind of thought at first that they lamed out on me with this kill, but then I thought about it and like, yeah, you know, this is a normal person. It's not fucking Jason Voorhees.
It's not a superhuman, you know, horror villain here. This is, you know, really just a regular, everyday person.
But.
And, yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, yes, they did that kind of realistically.
Right. And it would be enough to kill a person. I mean, if you went as far as you could with a pair of garden shears on somebody's neck, they're going to bleed out. But one thing about this kill number 10 right here. That it's one of the horror movie tropes. She was just sitting there on her knees waiting to be killed. She could have got up and ran away. Here's my thing. If it's not a gun, get up and fucking run. This guy's got a pair of garden
I
shears.
I see what you did there, Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. If it's not a gun, get up and run. This guy's got a pair of fucking garden shears, and you're just on your knees waiting to be fucking sliced into. Get up and fucking run. Right. You're asking for it. That kind of shit bothers me. But that's Kill 10. It was a blonde chick, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. All right. Kill 11. Now, this is Cody being Rachel, the main character's boyfriend, on and off boyfriend, I guess, who's a...
You'll see how that relationship is when you watch it and how the plot works out. Yeah.
Right, but he has a kill scene where he's stabbed with the garden shears. Now, they're closed, so it's basically a knife with two handles now. And he's stabbed somewhere. We're not sure. It almost looks like he's stabbed in the dick, which would make sense given the plot of the movie. But
I thought it was more in the gut, in the lower.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be anywhere.
Because it looked like his shirt was like all bleeding all over the place. But yeah.
Yeah, it's not really clear exactly where he gets stabbed. But he gets stabbed somewhere in the lower torso. And of course, just blood, a fountain of blood comes boiling forth from his fucking mouth. Like I said before, everybody that gets killed in this movie bleeds from the fucking mouth. So he's dead. And the last one, I don't think we can really say who the last kill.
No, wait, let's leave the last one to the listeners' intrigue of this movie. If they have not seen it, I think we've done this review some justice, sir.
Yeah, let's leave that one.
So, all right, we have to hand out skulls. At this point, should I start or should you start?
Let's go at the same time on the count of three. No, I'm just kidding. You go first. You go first this time.
I'll go first. As we've mentioned over and over again, the gore and the practical effects were awesome. The acting was lackluster. You know, it wasn't super horrible, but it was watchable. I'll put it that way. The gore and the kills did it for me, pushed it over the edge. I highly recommend this movie to watch during the holiday season, all through the house. Otis B. Dredd gives it a 4.25.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought you'd be a little surprised. I mentioned to you, you might be a little surprised at my skull rating, but yep, 4.25. What do you give it, my friend?
That's interesting, man. 4.25, you gave that to Gremlins, too. So, interesting. I will give this movie a straight up 4.5. I'm going to go a little bit higher because I enjoyed the fuck out of this movie. Yeah, the acting isn't all there. I actually watched it the first time I watched it. I didn't make it all the way through, but I'm glad I went back and watched it a second time. It's one of those movies that you need to make it through, because if you don't, if you give up on it, you're missing out on plot twist. And it's almost one of those ones that you need to go back and watch a second time after you're done watching it the first time, because you're going to notice a lot of stuff on the second viewing that you didn't pick up on the first time. It's one of those. So 4.5.
We also covered another movie like that. That would be A Christmas Horror Story, which we both highly recommended. True. So you can take our word for what it is. Last thoughts on this movie here, All Through the House.
Well, don't drink the eggnog.
Don't do that. It's watered down.
Otis, you ain't nothing but a dickless man. Sorry, that's a line from the movie.
It really was, yeah.
And it'll make sense. Those are my final thoughts, those two quotes.
Good. His final thoughts were calling your friend, your pal, Otis B. Dredd, the Dickless Man. Hey, I again, love this movie. Stay tuned, because we have more. We have 4 more days until the big one. And guess what, SJ?
What? What's up?
We have a big New Year's Eve podcast.
Yes, we do. I'm looking forward to it.
In the making. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we bid you all a farewell.
Thank you for fucking listening to a fucking Christmas show. All of you dirty dreadheads, let somebody fucking know. All of the other podcasts, they can go and fuck right off. Otis and fucking SJ, the shit is really fucking boss. Plenty more good flicks to see, yeah, we'll cover those. Murders, geeks, and lots of shrieks, and all of Santa's ho-ho-hos and freaks. Thank you for fucking listening, we think you all are really cool. We'd be nothing without you, 'cause horror fans fucking rule. Yeah, horror fans fucking rule. I said horror fans fucking rule, fuck yeah.